Tene lenye namba tsama la, ni tsama la nyungung tele se shwe yins.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Tene da terindela ya, ane kyabje tangurum buche, namdar shwe kogab rabate, ngana hachang ke kawachung, tiga nashin ke chitang ke ta The Arilan Yua in Bada, Trungaki Nimute, Polin La Chuzo La Kiki Yubi, Tindiki Chashita was Chi and Tigio Mares, in the Maranzu Lela Tene, during Madrid London Dawaji, and it teaching Tindiki Tachi, Dele, during Rumuji Trunga, Rumuji Namdar Sunga Yubache, Tiganaji, during Nimalaya, and Maranzu captured Tongu Rumuji Trungi, and teaching Kabachi Nilaya. Ngaranzu Tama Ruchine, and the children of the Tama Ruchine, Rumuchi Namdargi, Shuarabade, Narangi Mune, Hachangaro, Samoyan Bajitanguis.
I am just delighted to have the opportunity to be here this afternoon with you, to share with you an account of the life story of Debye Trungpa Rumuchi. It so happens that his birthday celebration back home at the monastery up in Canada coincides with my travel, so I'm not really where I should be, and so it's actually pretty inappropriate that I'm away from the monastery where they're going to be having an all-day celebration tomorrow. Nevertheless, because I'm here and I do have the chance to share the life story of Trungpa Rinpoche with you today. This is definitely an auspicious occasion, regardless of any other aspects of planning in terms of my schedule. So I think it is extraordinarily fortunate that we can all be here together to not only celebrate Trungpa Rinpoche's birthday, but also to reflect upon his life together.
Tene, Chidangi Tango, Naranzungela, Hakuate, Capture Tongrumuchete, Lama Shenda Mandavagi, Chick Lama Pemis, Tingin Sambagi, Lamaji, Imbade, and Naranzo Hakuquea, the Pe, Kachamores, Rimbuchi, the Naki Konia, Pe, Kevachambo Shenda Mandavores, Anni, Ta. Dogi Guni Shikonan, Rumaji Shenda Mandagi Lama Yores, Dina Shingi Tang, Sotagi Tombachi, Sunguni, Kani, Rumaji Mune, Tani Gitachi, Tiangamaba, Ranju Ributoje, Kani, Tene Tandabardo, Tam Miserimolo Konglo, Tapajan Kajule Brigores, and Sensham Nala Mune, Tombaya Bosumne, Surimi Timandaoje Kaya Namune, Chapter Tangu Rumachela Kaya Yores. Ani ngaranzu ngweni inaya, ani ngaranzu tsawi lama de, ani shenda mandawaji, ngaranzu dinde, topsoan samne, ani kawa kumguya de, ani kebar tu paba res.
I think it is extremely important for us to know and understand just how utterly unique and extraordinary Trungpa Rinpoche really is as a teacher. In terms of his mastery of the systems of mantra, he is absolutely paramount. Likewise, when it comes to the doctrines of the sutra-based system, he is equally totally proficient and capable. As well, in terms of his capacity to maintain absolutely pure morality in terms of ethical conduct and the observation of the particulars of the vows of personal liberation or pratimoksha, he is unparalleled. In short, he possesses such extraordinary qualities that totally set him apart from so many other great and wonderful teachers. And we should all take the opportunity today to really reflect upon just how unique and special Trungpa Rinpoche really is. Throughout his whole life, he has disseminated the teachings of his root guru, the previous 16th Gyalong Karmapa, Rangchung Rigpa Dorji, and demonstrated a consummate example of pure conduct and morality in the observance of his vows and the way in which he lives his life, and demonstrates real greatness. So therefore, in consideration of all of these different aspects of how wonderful and unique Trungpa Rinpoche is as a teacher, I think that we should all really reflect upon this and take great joy and delight in celebrating the tremendous greatness of our teacher's qualities.
Tene kera pajen su kera dun nambara kengi yukiris ane rinpoche koron pe kuyungi kuyi samasungi tende yunde yunaya pe rinpoche de pe minyam jung me pe hambo drago ju yoris ane din nanshin maza pe rinpoche minyam jung re kari re kawa pe naya ane tende shukiris ane ngarangi nguwene ane rinpoche ki nyam jung kari sa asung sana Ani chitong gubje gubju konyin dawachi la, ani rinpoche chala, ani ladak la dwayage gogabju rasungus. Tudyuga la rinpoche ki, ani ladak la pedyu tambala, ladak ki jangdang la, ani drogba denzo gul nang la shuchu da pe saje kyo mizang nyam jung dine, nima re re la gul sumju shibju nang la mizang re re shende la kabu ke te dan dine ki pe tene shudyu tambala. Only in our Lord Chung Jung Dinde Chain and Royal and Yogwidos in it. Rumbuchi Dinde, she told Tawa Pedi Tawa than Arabe, Halet or Dawachi Chungsos. And in Din and Shingi, Tang around to Kawaina, Rumbuchi, Chick Pedi Tambala, Kawaina, Chick Chiguna, Yodnawa Matsagi, Chidangi, Tachi Lamagi, Loma La Tawa Yoba de Pe, Miss Lamagi Tawa Yoba de Pe, Mrs. Sajin Sewachi Marangi Hagogudos.
I'm confident that many of you probably know very well that while Trungpa Rinpoche possesses all of the extraordinary qualities and virtues that I mentioned and countless others as well, he is nevertheless a constant example of true and genuine humility in terms of how he conducts himself and relates to his students and the world around him. He has not the slightest trace of arrogance or conceit in terms of how he handles himself. And I know this from experience, from having the chance to be in his company on so many occasions. For instance, around 1992, Rinpoche traveled to Ladakh, an ethnically Tibetan area in the northern part of India, and I had the opportunity to travel and accompany him on that trip. And the area that he visited was a most barren, desert-like wasteland inhabited by extremely poor and destitute nomads. And the nomads' shelter was little more than these very meager and humble tents. And all of these different nomad families were in their tents, in spite of their lack of affluence in receiving Trungpa Rinpoche, he personally visited some 40 or 50 of these tents every day, coming to these very poor and deprived nomad communities one by one and personally paying his respects and visiting them and coming to bring his blessings. And it was just amazing to me to see that he was totally humble and down to earth in his way of relating to these people who lived off the land. And seeing this, witnessing this for myself, I found it to be absolutely astonishing.
Chidangi, and the Guru Rinpoche, Lominane, Chimbang Yaganane, Shubupagi Singigi, Namdruins, and the indigenous Sungiores.
There are many different versions of the life or hagiography of W. Trungpa Rinpoche, but without going into vast and extensive detail, I might begin to tell one version of his background by saying that if we go back to the time of Guru Padmasambhava, Padmasambhava was renowned for having 25 great disciples. And one of those great disciples was Shubhukpalji Senge. He was a previous incarnation of the Trungpa Rinpoche's.
Tini tini mala tini titi khamne digi kucheng tangpo de ani Trungpa Rinpoche kucheng tangpo de ani kyaung kama ba tumpa chota jabzo ki kabla chungne ani kyaung kama ba tumpa chota jabzo ki loma nago chungre kong tini kamla tanda Trungpa kumba yubi ki zaalde da ani chitangi chabuji yores ani dina la kom jangja mizi nangla kom jangja gyabshu di zambala ani chabuki sopta de ani chata chabuji ki sopta chabuji yores ayidus dini sunne changu chulgu sene ming thomne ani peyola tumba chura jazo kaptan dine ani ngaranzo kagi kumba ani tenza changu kumba sene dinde sene chata biyosa res
Chudang Jansi, Tango Gomati, Chalda.
Did you come at Lama the Chudajazoche, Loma the Tango Kutano?
Later on, if we look at the time period in which the first Trungpa Rinpoche appeared, he was a contemporary of the seventh Jawang Karmapa, Chudang Jansi. In fact, he was a student of the seventh Karmapa, and so they had a teacher and student relationship. At that time. So, as to the name of Trungpa Monastery, it was originally just one of the Gagyu monasteries in Kham, in the greater region of eastern Tibet. And because the first incarnation of Trungpa Rinpoche devoted so much time to prolonged periods of assiduous meditation practice in a certain cave, and the cave itself had a shape or profile that resembled that of a kind of bird called Tra. The name Trungpa emerged and became directly associated with the monastery at that time, the time of the seventh Karmapa, Chudang Jasa. And so that's how Trungpa Monastery got its name, wherein the first syllable of Trungpa refers to the bird, the shape of which resembled or was like that of the cave in which the first Trungpa Rinpoche did so much meditation practicing retreat.
Tene Trungpa Rinpoche kucheng tangpo nyipa sumpa siwa ngawa trukpa tumpa kyeba chene an kyeba de dende che Trungpa Rinpoche kucheng kyeba de sing sha sabi che la ani losum chi che la ane chali kyamgu ku kwa ane rinpoche kuchan kyebe ki shabchi shabchi chikche kegen kama wangchu che ane konzo nyi losum rane ane changu rinpoche ki ta kuchan kyebe ki yangsi te kawa chungyo na samne dine che chedi tambala ane koranzo nyi ane pyo kamni mala pa pyo chali rinpoche ku kwa ma dang Tongurumichuku, Shapchi, Kamamanjus, and Jamal Konjuni, and Kamni, Malatala, Shone, Yon, the Chidan, and the Kamni, the Lazabad, the Dugan, Pajan Dawaji, the Yongo Sares, Yongo Sares, any Mayone, and it's Rukumbala, Dunen, Jangamaba, Ribito Jelada, Tongurumichakawa Tune, Tungu Sare, Zenita, Shudizamala, and Jangamaba.
And so, following the first incarnation of Trungpa Rinpoche, then the second, third, fourth, and so forth appeared down to the eighth. And then the eighth Trungpa Rinpoche passed away. And some 3 or 4 years following his passage into Parinirvana, the search for his subsequent reincarnation was undertaken. Now, his successors, the successors of the eighth Trungpa Rinpoche at Trungpa Monastery, were Trollok Rinpoche, the previous Trollok Gyamgyen, as well as Karma Wangchuk and other close disciples and attendants who had served the eighth Trungpa Rinpoche. So, under the guidance of Trollok Rinpoche, this party from Trungpa Monastery set about searching for the reincarnation of Trungpa Rinpoche. And they set out from eastern Tibet and come and made their way westwards to central Tibet towards Surpu, the seat of the Gyawang Karmapas in central Tibet. And once they arrived at Surpu, they consulted with the previous 16th Gyawang Karmapa, Rangjung Rinpoche Dorje, who they say was about 13 years old at the time. So he was still a young boy. Now, Gyamgyen Trollok Rinpoche and the attendants who had served the previous 8th Trungpa Rinpoche tried to get the necessary predictive information from the Gyawang Karmapa as to how to locate or track down the reincarnation of Trungpa Rinpoche. And they were in residence at Surpu for 7 days without receiving any particular detailed information by way of a letter or anything from the Karmapa. And then, at the end of that week, at one point, they were observing His Holiness the Karmapa playing in an apparently carefree and innocuous manner. And at one point, the 13-year-old Gyawang Karmapa, Rangchung Rinpoche Dorje, spontaneously and suddenly uttered the names of the reincarnated Trungpa Rinpoche's parents. He said the names of Trungpa Rinpoche's mother and father. And in that way, Trollok Rinpoche and his group obtained the first clues that they needed in order to track down the reincarnation of Trungpa Rinpoche.
Tene Trollok Rinpoche da shabchen yin dende che thai gyawang kama ba ri bedo chen dende sung ne he shara ma che chen ne kham paung dege la do ne paung sudu rinpoche kumba la do ne an dede ka la sudu rinpoche ku go ma sudu pe ma ongcho gyawang zin lama pe shen da ma ra wa keta chen bache chung go re an sudu pe ma ongcho gyawe kundu la do ne an tha chungu rinpoche kawa chung yo sa re dene 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 shudu tamba la अनि सिद्ध बेमा उन्जे क्या होगी ताई ना हो दी ना हम क्या होंगे मां बेचे नंगे ने चिपा चिया डाउ जे रे दे रे स हम दीदी का ला काम ना पाऊं लासन बे थारंग बे स हम दीदी थारंग बे ना यहाँ दा सिद्ध रूम जे कोंबा ना रिबी तो जे कोंबा ने चिपा चिया कोने ने कुछ ताई कोने ने कली चेने ने तादा दे पा कांसो ते ने पा काम ला पा ठोंगो कोंबा लो जो रे स
In spite of hearing the names of the reincarnate Trungpa Rinpoche's mother and father being spontaneously spoken aloud by the young 16th Gyawang Karmapa, Gyamgyen Trollok Rinpoche and his search party from Trungpa Monastery were not fully convinced that they had accurate information or that they had something really solid to go on in order to track down the reincarnation. Nevertheless, they took that knowledge with them, left Surpu, and made the journey eastward to Balpung Monastery, where the previous Sitho Rinpoche, Pema Ongchok Gyalpo, was in residence. Because central Tibet, the location of Surpu, and eastern Tibet were so far apart, there was a very significant distance between these two locations, and it required plenty of time to make the journey from one area to the other. Trollok Rinpoche and his search party arrived at Balpung Monastery and came into the presence of the previous Sitho Rinpoche, Pema Ongchok Gyalpo, who was himself a most unique and extraordinary teacher, unlike any other. They approached Siddha Rinpoche, and without divesting the details of what they had just learned from the Karmapa at Surpu, they consulted with him as to how to go about finding the reincarnation of Trungpa Rinpoche. And Siddha Rinpoche produced a predictive letter that stated specific detailed information pertaining to the circumstances of the young Trungpa Rinpoche's rebirth. And that letter included the exact names of his parents, the same names that the Karmapa had spontaneously uttered at Surpu before. Now, the Karmapa and Siddha Rinpoche would have had no way to have direct contact with one another, because of the great distance between their respective monastic seats and also the amount of time involved to travel between these two places. So the fact that the information, the predictive information produced by Siddha Rinpoche neatly corroborated what they had learned from the Karmapa at Surpu served to instill real confidence in Trungpa Rinpoche and his party as to how to find Trungpa Rinpoche's reincarnation. So armed with that information, they returned to Tsurpa Monastery in
Kama. La pedi tambala jabri kande yoba nang kande yoba namigi ming kande yoba tayile dene se chene ni namai radio tambala ani nang la dene che che de tambala tayin nala pugu chalo ba chi gore tene phama minga tagda tung gore ama ming tagda tung gore ani jabri ri de tagda ro tung gore ani khangba ge ko de tagda ro tung gore Tā nānglō lēndi nē cēcē yō tēng kāna pū chālō bā tē yō mā rēs. Tā chālē rīmbō chē tāng xiāb chē tēndi pū mī tō kāndē chē yīn tēndē chē. Tā kōntō bē sēm rē lā tēw kāna, hāni tē tēw kāna, hāni tē pū yō mā rēs. Tā kōntō kāndē yīn nā tāng tē kāna, hāni chānggō rīmbō chē tā chūng nē pā chēn tā wā ngā chū chēn tō nē pā mā kē chō gō nā lā chūng sā rēs, yīn nā tā pū kē yō mā rēs, nē rē chūng chī lō mē rēs.
Now, Jabje Chalagramache, Jamgan Chalagramache and his attendants set about traveling to the exact rural area in which Trungpa Rinpoche was supposed to have taken rebirth. And they had with them all of the information specified in Siddha Rinpoche's letter and so forth. They knew about the surrounding physical environment, as well as how to identify the specific household and the family and the names of the mother and father. They had all of these details, and with that information, they were able to track down the specific household in which the reincarnation of Trungpa Rinpoche was to be born or to have already taken rebirth. So once they arrived at the household and met the family, all of the information that they had obtained thus far proved to be totally accurate, including the names of the mother and father. But there was one detail that didn't seem to fit, because the reincarnation was supposed to be a boy born in the year of the bird. And yet, no child had been born to this family in the year of the bird. And so they wondered, what could be the problem here? This became a source of anxiety and misapprehension for Jamgan Trungpa Rinpoche and the rest of the search party from Trungpa Monastery. What had actually happened most likely was that the infant Trungpa Rinpoche had not yet physically been born from his mother's body, but rather approximately halfway through the term of pregnancy had already manifested fully within her womb. Nevertheless, he had not actually been physically born from her body yet, and that's why they didn't find the child. And so they say that all of the monks from the monastery and others were very concerned and fearful as to the prospects that the reincarnation of Trungpa Rinpoche might be a girl, and then what would happen? Now, once the child was born, the young Trungpa Rinpoche was raised in the home under his mother's care and supervision for several years in infancy. And a story circulated about one of the unusual signs or indications that came to his mother prior to his birth. So going back to before he was actually born, his mother told of a very unusual dream in which she could see Trungpa Monastery and the gilded roof and the high spire at the top center portion of the building's design. And in the dream, there was this sense of that spire from at the top of the monastery descending and coming down into her home, or of some kind of energy from the uppermost part of the monastery descending like rain and falling down into her home. And that was one of the unusual indications that came to her that suggested that she was going to experience a most extraordinary childbirth.
Tene Trungpa Rinpoche de Chungju de Namin Tsama Sajak Minzang Chila Chung Res. Ani Dede Nde Tsamba La Nani Nidong Dun La Lo La Ani Nga Rinpoche Shabji Boe La Ndoya Tsamba La Ya Ani Rinpoche Ke Chungju La Kang Tsu Ne Ani Jega Dung Yin Ani Rinpoche Ke Chung Se Kangba De Nde Tsama Shi Sa Res Tsama Kyang Ro Che Ne Ani Trungpa Rinpoche Ke Chulten Chung Chung Chi Kyam Ne Sha Yo Res Da Na
Now, the specific area in which the current Trungpa Rinpoche was born was primarily of the Sakya orientation. That was the school of Buddhism that predominated in the area of his birth. In 2009, when Trungpa Rinpoche traveled back to Tibet and went to various places, I had the opportunity to accompany him. And because he was going back to his birthplace, I made it a special point to ensure that no matter what, I had the chance to actually go and see it for myself. Since the time of his birth, the house that his family had lived in, where he had initially grown up in the surrounding area, all of that has totally been destroyed and is there no more. However, there is a stupa that remains intact and undestroyed, in which you can still see. I visited that stupa myself.
Ani di je la da rinpoche teni kali jen Trungpa Gompa la ani ta tindun je ya che du kong lo nga la ani Trungpa Gompa la teni shi re song du 아니 공부를 되는 시 진행되는데 저 공부를 다 못 배운데 담발아 아니 나랑 저 창구 공부나라 공부가 엄제지 열었어요. 이 엄제대 창구로 뭐지 공부를 안 맞게 봐도 대 창구로 뭐지 양식인지 말했어요. 아니 양식인데 저 공부나 배운데 담발아 엄제들한테 뭐지 공부를 딱 세시네. 최근에 경고차 작가와 우작가와 경고차도 와 작가와 차도 와 근데 톱스는 감염 송레스 가능해서는 루머치 구청 개발대 가불라 콜로 충충다고 열었어. 근데 로카시에 단지 전에 루머치 탁스 된다고 이제 나온다고스.
When the ninth Trungpa Rinpoche was about 5 years old, he was brought to Trungpa Monastery for his official enthronement ceremony. And at the ceremony, one of the monastery chan masters, or unzis, was present. And at this point in his life, he was quite advanced in age, and all of his hair had gone gray and so forth. But he had been in residence at Trungpa Monastery since the time of the previous Trungpa Rinpoche, the eighth Trungpa Rinpoche. And so therefore, he had directly known the previous Trungpa Rinpoche. Now, with the arrival of the reincarnation, the ninth Trungpa Rinpoche, at the enthronement ceremony, the young child and the chant master had not yet actually met one another. So in other words, the new Trungpa Rinpoche had not yet physically seen this chant master before in this lifetime. One of the indications that confirmed that this was in fact the reincarnation of Trungpa Rinpoche was that as soon as the reincarnation, the young 5-year-old Trungpa Rinpoche saw the gray-haired old Umze who had been at Trungpa Monastery all these years, he immediately said to him, "Hey, look at how white your hair has become. You've gotten so old, haven't you?" Clearly indicating that he remembered knowing this chant master from before in his previous incarnation.
Rochu zhuri lani choga chalin tayi sumjana pe yabane chang na wara es. Rochu zhuri lani, rochu zhuri lani.
So having been officially enthroned, the ninth Trungpa Rinpoche undertook the initial phase of his formal studies and training at the monastery. And for about 10 years or so, he underwent the course of study that entails learning to read, write, learning the specifics of grammar, poetic composition, as well as the details of ritual practice.
Ani di chela ani chali chango ku goma ki ani shejin ni mala ani tenjin shune ani kombo lotre rapsa sangande tenjin shune ani pyo chango komba la ani sheta ji zure And Shetagi Nala, any Duduka of Kimokata Rimbucheda, Laman Gangada, any Tawakashi, the region, so Tongu Rimbuche, Chitula, any Sheta Tunane, and Sheta Longa Girilla, any Chabendau series.
Longa Girilla, any
Chabesir.
Chabes. At the invitation of Jamgun Chagumuche, a celebrated teacher from Shechen Monastery, a Nyingma Monastery, was brought to Trungpa Monastery, and this was Kimbo Lodo Rapsel. Kimbo Lodo Rapsel came from Shechen Monastery to be the teacher in residence at Trungpa Monastery, and this coincided with the establishment of a new Institute of Higher Buddhist Studies, or Monastic College. And it was during this time that Kimbo Karo Rinpoche and Lama Kanga and other monks, as well as Trungpa Rinpoche, were all enrolled in the same classes at the college and studying under the direction of Kimbo Lodo Rapsel. For about 5 years, Trungpa Rinpoche and the others undertook the rigorous process of studying the textual-based curriculum.
Tene rumbo chigi rikpa shenda mandawa yimba ane puji na pu shenda mandawa yimba lobjong nan du kala peje chero je ti chen lam sang she gi yoba de tenu pe se chen se wa de ne kembo kada rim ba chelo pe se wo she ayo re so ke ne ka she ne kembo kada rim ki ngi yu re ane shungji ta wa na pa jen ta chi shungji ta ma ti sa de na ngaran zu da wa na kyo chong yang se yang se yang se yang se chen ne ma bo ta go na mo chen da wa na ma ni kyo chang 기경이 마지 치자원아 아니 네가 알아라 신기 즉 나마 개왕아마게 박자 유에도 배우랑 신기 신경 된대 차야레스 차도서는 개모 같은 거 송도스
As the young Trungpa Rinpoche undertook the course of studies in the college which involves a great deal of copious reading and the assimilation of much knowledge through books he displayed a clear evidence of the fact that he was already a master of extraordinary qualities. Kenpo Kata Rinpoche, one of his colleagues in the college, bore witness to this as a close friend of Trungpa Rinpoche. For instance, Trungpa Rinpoche would take a text and without a great deal of effort or study, he would demonstrate immediate capacity to totally comprehend all of the content presented in any particular book, again, without having to do very much at all. And people saw this, and it was clearly amazing, because normally anybody attempting to gain a clear understanding of these difficult texts would have to not only make the effort to study them, but to do so repeatedly and devote great effort to memorizing the text and going over them again and again and again. In Trungpa Rinpoche's case, he apparently had no need to go through any such ordeal whatsoever. And this was clear evidence of the fact that he was simply reactivating the previously established propensities for tremendous and prodigious knowledge that he had already developed in his previous existences. This is a fact that we can take as such because Kenpo Kata Rinpoche, who I think many of you are likely familiar with, directly bore witness to these extraordinary feats of learning, and he also shared many of these stories with me himself personally.
Tene di chela da rinpoche pyo la shu chene di chela ane chidong gupya ngab chung ngorgo la ane nganchu pyo la ta kyami pyo la le chene ane kumbha dindu dinde meba so dinde chene ane rinpoche kham gengwe ni ma ane chali chamgo tanda ke chali chamgo ane konglo chung chung che su rinpoche ku kumbha da ane rinpoche kempa kata la chene dinde che kham ni ma la ta kaya meba kala dinde chene da
Around 1958, the Cultural Revolution was underway, and the Communist Chinese were forcibly overtaking the Tibetan Plateau. Owing to the emergency circumstances, the teachers and monks and residents at Trungpa Monastery had no choice but to flee into exile in order to escape the oppression. So the young reincarnate Trungpa Rinpoche, as well as the elderly Surutuku Rinpoche, Trungpa Rinpoche, Kenpo Kata Rinpoche, and others all left Trungpa Monastery and headed westwards to Tsurpu, the seat of the Gyawang Karmapa. Undergoing much hardship, they successfully completed that phase of the journey and safely arrived at Tsurpu.
Tene di che la Gyawang Karmapa ji che ne Gyawang Karmapa ge lamdun nang ne ane Rinpoche lenge ne do chazang du ni ya pe ne ane du ni ma pe ne ane tanda kya la ane kyabche la pe ne kya ge baksa sesa de la ane pepa ge ta chawa ta nida chadang chulu rime sakya nyingma kelu nida chadang dawe baksa desu baksa sese sakya de la leves.
Having arrived in the presence of His Holiness the Gyawang Karmapa, the 16th Karmapa, the entire group of precious teachers from Trungpa Monastery consulted with him for guidance as to what would be the best course of action. And following the Karmapa's directive, it was decided that the only thing to be done would be to escape by fleeing southward by means of Bhutan in order to arrive in India and take refuge there under the protection of the Indian government. And so this is what they did. They left Sirpa Monastery, Yawan Karmapa and all the Rinpoches from Trungpa Monastery traveled together and by means of Bhutan eventually arrived in exile in India. And the first major destination that they stayed at was the refugee camp for Tibetans at Buxar. And this place, Buxar, was such that the environment of the refugee camp was populated with people from all of the different major schools of Tibetan or Himalayan Buddhism, including Satya, Nyingma, and Gelug. And so this refugee camp at Buxar is where the parties from Trungpa Monastery and Sirpu first arrived.
Jidenba jiden de chana kem ra ju kha kha che ne kendum ban de chana sa cha ni ma ke lu thama ra ju chulu ru me ge she da ra ju chen bu zu ne ne pe je she da ra ju zu re sam ba sa la.
Within the refugee camp at Buxar, a division was made between all of the lay people and the monastics. So the lay people had their own settlement, which was separate from that of the monastic sangha. The monastic sangha, which comprised a mixture of Satya, Gelu, Nyingma, Gadyu, and other schools, was cloistered off separately from the lay people. And so the monastics undertook to establish a monastic college there where they could continue with the process of training in higher Buddhist knowledge.